Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh.
Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the Most High, He my King, He my Lawgiver, He my Savior, and I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Ijah, that's man of Yahweh. Yahweh, on my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, on my right feet. Yahweh, come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh, what's poppin', Yahweh, what's up, Yahweh, what's crackin', Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, on my life, praising Yahweh, come on, JC, never mixed by Yahweh, nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh, mixing this cat you call Yahoshua, Yahawashah, Yahawah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died? Man, come on, man. You think that Yahweh lied? Man, you frontin' now. If you just open scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are. You spit in disaster if you ain't praising the Most High. Who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day.
Yahweh Elohim, when he saves the remnant, it'll be like they dream. My friends just remind me to never go a horn. Yahweh's laws are my love, I'll ever adore them. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite the laws as I walk. The fear of Yahweh is the hand, he bold lies and pride. The great one is the least law, so send that to the spies. Yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's cracking? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, on my life. Praising Yahweh. Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh.
my heart, so Yahweh, got my mind, Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself, Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory, Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior, and I'm only praising Yahweh. Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homie that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's cracking? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life. Yahweh, come on. JC, never mention Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this text, you call Yahushua, Yahweh, Shah, Yahweh, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the holy one. Yahweh, not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he not repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking, Yahweh died, man? Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34 and 16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are. You spitting disaster if you ain't praising the Most High. Who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's been Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's cracking, Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's nothing, Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's cracking, Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on,
man, you want to trust in Yahweh Elohim when he says the remnant to be like the dream. My friends just remind me to never go a horn. Yahweh's laws are my love, I'll ever adore them. I write them down on paper to get them in my heart. I meditate and recite the laws as I walk. The fear of Yahweh is the hate, he bold lies and die. The great one is the least law, so send that to the spy.
Yeah, what's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh?
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there is. By saying hallelujah, praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah, the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yisrael, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only Savior. and not just of Israel. Yah is the Savior of the world. This week, we have been bringing to you the various prophecies of the last days. And these prophecies are the various prophecies that one should concern themselves with at this time. Up until this very moment, we have brought to your attention five different prophecies. And now we at the sixth and seventh prophecy. But just to recap, a second on prophecies 4 and 5. Just to bring your attention to something that will allow us to understand prophecy 6 and 7. And all these prophecies are concerning the last days. According to the book of 1 Kings, the 11th chapter, we see here in the very first verse, but King Solomon loved many strange women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, woman of Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians and Hittites, of the nations concerning which Yahweh said to the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you. For surely they will turn away your heart after their idols. And Solomon clung to these in love. What Solomon did in his fall in iniquity, it was the instrument used that was break and split our nations, the children of Israel, into two. All over love. Loving things that the Creator warned us about. And in this particular case, strange women. And many of our people today have this issue in loving strange women. Israelite women is not enough today. And so many of our people will love strangers more than they will love themselves. But Solomon didn't just love strange women. He also served their idols. And the Almighty broke us into two families. Now, families that our kings would at least exhibit some type of sense. But let me show you what happened. And yes, it was of Yah. But let me show you how Yahweh will fulfill the very thing that he told Solomon. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing, but with all thy getting, get understanding. And look what Yahweh will do in the book of 1 Kings, the 12th chapter. Solomon died, slept with his fathers. He was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. And this is how the story goes. In the book of 1 Kings, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for all Israel had come to Shechem to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was yet in Egypt, heard of it, that they sent and called him. And Jehoram and all the congregation of Israel came and spoke to Rehoboam, saying, and watch what they said. And they were saying something very reasonable. And watch what it is. Your father made our yoke grievous. Now, therefore, make you the grievous service of your father, and this heavy yoke which he put upon us lighter, and we will serve you. And he said to them, depart yet for 3 days, then come again to me. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam consulted with the old men. And watch what the old men tell the young king that stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet alive, and said, how do you advise that I may answer these people? Now, if the people had told Rehoboam something wrong, that your father made our service and our work grievous, the old man was able to tell them, no, he didn't do that. The people just trying to deceive you, trick you. They trying to bamboozle you. But that's what the old men told them at all. The old men said this. And they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and answer them, and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with young men that had grown up with him, and which stood before him. And there's a couple ways that you can tell the age of a man. One way you tell the age of a man is by the very age he is. Man might live a long time, 50, 60 years. But then there's another way you can tell the age of a man, and that is by his wisdom and experience. And oftentimes, both are rejected. You might have a man that's 50 and 60, but when it comes to Yahweh, he might be new. He might not know. His years might be few. So his advice might not be complete. But these old men had experience, years, they stood before Solomon. And their counsel was rejected. But the young men that came up with him, who had no experience, not only they didn't have the experience in age, but they didn't even have the experience in Yahweh. But yet they would advise, yet he will go with their advice. And none of it was good. But watch, let us read. And he said to them, ninth verse, what counsel give you that we may answer this people who has spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which your father did put upon his us lighter? And watch what the young men say. And the young men that had grown up with him spoke to him, saying, thus shall you speak to this people that spoke to you, saying, your father made our yoke heavy, but make you it lighter to us. Thus shall you say to them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. And now, whereas my father did load you with a heavy yoke, I will add to your yoke. My father has chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam the third day, as the king had appointed, saying, come to me again the third day. And the king answered the people rightly and forsook the old men's counsel that they gave him, and spoke to them after the counsel of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, and I will add to your yoke. My father also chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Therefore the king left not to the people, for the cause was from Yahweh, and that was his only out. The fact that Yahweh had ordained this to be, not because it was a good thing, but this was a bad thing. This is the instrument that Yahweh would use to split the children of Israel into two different families. And what good is that? Did Yahweh want our families broken up? Did he want us into two different families? Not at all. Yahweh would never give good advice to young men, bad advice to old men to break us up. That's totally backwards. Only a fool would think Yahweh would do something like that. No, that's not how Yahweh works. Because there's order to Yahweh's program. And a lot of people don't know this order. And we're talking about these last day prophecies, because a lot of things will take place, will happen. And if you're not prepared, and if you're not ready, if you don't demonstrate the humility that Yahweh is looking for, you will be in trouble. And many of our people are not interested in humbling themselves before Yahweh. Our nation was broke up. as a result of this, 10 tribes went one way, and 2 tribes under Rehoboam, and 10 under Jeroboam. And then we brought to your attention how these 2 families will be reunited. And let me show you a scripture in the book of Zechariah, because we talk about this a lot. And I'm going to read it to you. In the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, and watch what it says. And we're talking about the last day prophecies. And we're about to get into prophecy 6 and 7. We're just recapping on 4 and 5. In the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, the 6th verse, it says, "In that day will I make the governors of Yehuda like a hearth of fire among wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place, even in Jerusalem." Yahweh also, in addition to that, Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda, because that's what was done before. The word magnify means to exalt, to enlarge. Like Yahweh said, he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. And Yahweh do not want the other tribes to magnify themselves against Yehuda. But it's not because Yehuda is some special tribe, more special than any other tribe. No, not at all. The only reason why Yehuda will be saved first is because of the sure mercies of David. The only reason why Yehuda is in Jerusalem is because that's where Yahweh, the land that he loves so much, that he will put his servant the king there to judge. This is where his house will be. This is the place in which he chose to place his name. So it's not Yehuda that's special. It is Yahweh once again. So Yehuda, don't think you're being saved first for anything that's in you. Let it be known, it is not because of you, but because of Yahweh and his great name. In the 8th verse, "In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David," not Christ or anyone else. They will be as David. "And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. That's how special Yahweh will make the house of David, like angels. This is prophecy. This is last day prophecy. And we already brought to your attention and showed you how it is David whom Yahweh will use as his servant to restore the tribes of Israel. It is David who Yahweh called his shepherd to gather his flock. Because all the other shepherds of Israel refused to do it. And it is this David whom Yahweh said, in the last days shall he seek, and him, Yahweh himself, we will seek. And fear Yah and his goodness in the last days. So what about this prophecy 6 and 7? Well, let me show you what prophecy 6 is all about. Maybe you're just listening to us for the first time. The first prophecy we brought to you is the 400 vision of Abraham in the book of Genesis, which details the time of our sentence in captivity. Number two, we brought to you your attention that Yahweh said he will cover his people, judge his people and nations when he sanctify his great name in our midst. Number three, Yahweh said he will raise up his servant David, and he shall be a leader, a commander, a shepherd, a king, a prince, a witness, and even a priest. Who do you think Yahweh said he will use to anoint and try the sons of Levi? In the days of old, he used Moses. But in the future, he will use David. And then I just talked to you about the fourth and the fifth, how Yahweh will gather his people. He will gather together the dispersed of Yehuda. And assemble the outcasts of the children of Israel. This is what Yahweh said he would do. Some people got to be gathered because they are dispersed, and some people got to be assembled because they were outcasts. And once our people come together, gather themselves together as the prophecy tell us to do, then you will see the next phase that Yahweh has prophesied. And let me show you what that is. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. I want you to see this because I get a lot of questions on this, right here. Prophecy 6 and 7. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the very first verse, this is what it says. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh swore to your fathers. Just to know that our people receive all Yahweh's commandments, all Yahweh's laws, before they got to the land. They didn't get to the land and start learning the laws. That's not where you're going to learn the laws of Yahweh. You got to learn these laws before you get to the land. And you're going to see why. Second verse. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you, to prove you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he humbled you and allowed you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yah, does man live. And here it is, Yahweh let us know that we were to remember all the way which he led us in the wilderness these 40 years. And how he will humble us, how he will prove us, how he will see what was in our heart, and whether we will keep his commandments or not. Yes, all this took place. And today people ask me, well, are we going to wilderness again? And the answer is an emphatic yes, which is the sixth prophecy that our people need to concern themselves with. And you're going to see why. That is so important to know about today. Because our people will be delivered, but they're not going where they think they're going. They think they're going somewhere else. But I'm going to show you exactly where they're going. And then the question is asked, well, how long will we stay in the wilderness this time? Last time, it was 40 years. But why was it 40 years? Well, it was 40 years because Yahweh will destroy all the rebellious, all the rebels, all the ones who refuse to hearken to him. And all you got to do is look at our people today. Look at the Israelites today. Do you think this is the people who telling you that we don't even have to keep the laws today? You think they're going to keep the laws in the wilderness? They already telling people we don't have to worry about the law until we get home. And Yahweh is not taking nobody home who refused to obey his voice. The wilderness is the sixth prophecy. Yahweh said he was going to test us. He was going to prove us. And this is training ground. This is the place in which Yahweh will see what's in your heart. The fourth verse. The clothing became not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall also consider in your heart that the man chastened his son, so Yahweh your Elohim chastens you. And that's what Yahweh going to do. He's going to chasten many. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim to walk in his ways and to fear him. For Yahweh your Elohim brings you in a good land, a land of brooks, water, fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey. A land wherein you shall eat bread without scarceness. You shall not lack anything in it. A land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you may dig brass. So this is a good land. This is a beautiful land. This is a land worth getting yourself together. But our people didn't. The only people that got themselves together was a very small remnant. They understood the greatness of Yahweh. And everybody came out of the wilderness or out of Egypt, except for two, died in the wilderness. Why is this? Here it is. We're talking about being delivered out of America and out of all the other places where Yahweh has scattered us. And yes, America, Yahweh will deliver us. Not with guns and knives and rifles and tanks and bullets. That's your choice of weapon. You'll see what Yahweh has proposed to bring upon you. But Yahweh wants us to know this in the book of Deuteronomy 29. The wilderness. The sixth prophecy. And a lot of people have this prophecy totally confused. In the book of Deuteronomy 29, the very first verse, it says, these are the words of the covenant which Yahweh commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, besides the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called to all Israel and said unto them, you have seen all that Yahweh did before your eyes in the land of Egypt to Pharaoh, and to all his servants, and to all his land. You've seen this. The great temptations which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. You've seen all that. And what did you do about it? All you did was gripe, complain, and point the finger. The very thing our people are doing today, and the very thing our people will do when they come to the wilderness again. Yet Yahweh has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. And why? Because Yahweh killed all rebels. Why would Yahweh give a rebel a heart to perceive anything, eyes to see anything, ears to hear anything. They are a rabble. Yahweh told us not to even speak in the ears of a fool, lest we blot. So why would Yahweh speak in the ears of a fool? And there's a lot of people will never understand. They will never see, and they will never hearken. And watch what it says in the fifth verse. I've led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not grown old upon you. Instead of them rejoicing about this, they was complaining about everything else. Your shoe has not grown old upon your foot. And instead of them rejoicing and thanking Yah about that, they were complaining. Because a fool never sees the good. He never sees when good coming. He's always looking at the negative and the bad. And he strengthens himself off the negativity. They might act like they don't want negative things, but yet, that's all they create and do. But all the good things, they won't mention it at all. As our people didn't mention it. Sixth verse. You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you might know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. So you had no excuse. Our people had no excuses at all. They didn't have. They couldn't say, well, I was intoxicated. Or I was high. Or my mind was playing tricks on me. Or I must have been seeing things. No. You knew that was Yahweh. And you still rebelled. You knew it was Yahweh. And you still refused. And you seen the great miracles and signs and wonders, and you still refuse to obey the voice, the word of Yahweh. So what makes you think people today who haven't seen the miracles, haven't seen the wonders, haven't heard his voice, don't see no signs, what in the world make you think that you're going to know Yahweh and you seen nothing or less? You're obedient to his word. And if our people was obedient to his word, then why is Yahweh so angry? And why would Yahweh just take us to the wilderness? And I want you to see what Yahweh has proposed to do once you come out of America. In all the other lands where you're going. Because we have some false shepherds that will tell you that you're going straight home. And I'm here to tell you that is a lie. No, there's a pit stop. That pit stop is called the wilderness. And let me show you what our people did after seeing all these great things in the book of Numbers, the 14th chapter. Because if you don't learn today and you're not learning now, I don't know why you would think that when you get to the wilderness, somehow, some way, you're going to become a different person. No, you're the same person in the wilderness as you are today. If you don't change today, what makes you think you're going to change in the wilderness? Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Numbers 14. And let me tell you, our people not only didn't change when they got to the wilderness, they wanted to go back to Egypt. That's how bad they were. And that, these are people who've seen the miracles, who've seen Yahweh's wonders, and you ain't seen nothing. In the book of Numbers 14, the 21st verse. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Yahweh. And because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not listened to my voice. And I brought to our people attention how our people tempted Yahweh. And we went through the various lands that our people were at in the wilderness. And all our people did to show Yahweh their gratitude is complain. Complain to the very one that was helping them out. Here it is, Yahweh blessing you and helping you, and you complaining about him. Just like our people today, the very ones that are helping them. Here, your mama and daddy take care of all your life, and now they ain't nothing. Now they ain't nothing. You mean to tell me your mama and daddy raised you? Surely they did some good. But you will flush that down the toilet and curse your mother and your father. And this is what our people doing to Yahweh. This is what our people doing to one another. Watch what it says. Surely, which means in fact, it's a truth, they shall not see the land which I swore to their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. See what Yahweh would do? And our people got to go back to the wilderness. Watch what this is. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say to them, as truly as I live, says Yahweh, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in the wilderness, and all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, which have murmured against me, doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to make you dwell therein, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Yehoshua, the son of Nun. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness, and the children shall run, and your children shall wander in the wilderness for 40 years and bring your whoredoms, until your carcasses are wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which you search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year shall you bear your iniquities, even 40 years, and you shall know my breach of promise. I, Yahweh, have said, I will surely do it to all this evil congregation that are gathered together against me in this wilderness. They shall be consumed, and there they shall die. Why is this important? Because Yahweh has already let us know we're going to the wilderness again. And let me show you that. Because I want you to see with your own eyes and listen with your own ears what many of you all have already rejected. You have already accepted the demise that your fathers, your foreparents did when they came out of bondage called Egypt. And do you think your fate will be different than theirs? And I'm here to tell you, no, your fate be the same. And we're going to start reading it in the book of Ezekiel, the 20th chapter, the 12th verse. Watch what it says. Moreover, also I gave them my Sabbath to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahweh that sanctifies them. That's how you know Yahweh separate us, because of the Sabbath. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. Now, why would you rebel there? You're not in bondage no more. You're not in Egypt no more. You're not slaves no more. You are an independent, free people. But nevertheless, but the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. My Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness to consume them. But I worked for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. That's why you got to be special to go into the land. Because they despise my judgments, walk not in my statutes, polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk you not in the statutes of their fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahweh your Elohim, walk in my statutes, keep my judgments and do them. And hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am Yahweh your Elohim. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall live in them. They polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and worked for my namesake, that it did not be polluted in the sight of the heathen, whose sight I brought them out. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the heathen, disperse them through the countries, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, polluted my Sabbaths, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Therefore, I gave them also statutes were not good, judgments whereby they shall not live, such as the New Testament, such as the Quran, such as this book of Jasher, such as the book of Enoch and Jubilees and all these other books that will have you go against the word of Yahweh. And I polluted them in their own gifts, and that they caused to pass through the fire all the opens the womb, that I might make them desolate to the end, that they might know that I am Yahweh. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Say unto them, thus says Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, and that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I brought them into the land for which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill, all the thick trees. They offered there their sacrifices. There they present the provocation of their offerings. There also they made their sweet savior and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto you go? And the name thereof is called Bama unto this day. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus is Yahweh, are you polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit you whore after their abominations? For when you offer gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, says Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which comes into your mind shall not be at all, that you say we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries to serve wood and stone. As I live, says Yahweh, surely with a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with pure fury poured out, I will rule over you. And watch what the scripture says. This is the part that I want you to pay close attention to. We're talking about the wilderness. What Yahweh commanded that we were to remember. And we know how we forsook Yah, our foreparents. And here it is. We got Israelites today that will have you to believe, although their parents forsook Yahweh, they will not. But I got some news for you. Apple don't fall too far from the tree. As your father's was, you are that apple. And watch what Yahweh says. 34th verse. And I will bring you out from the people. Listen to what Yahweh says. He's going to bring you out from the people and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered. He's going to take you from these countries. Make no mistake about it. Wherever you scatter, I know it's people telling you, you got to come back to the south. And you got to come back to this place or that place. No, Yahweh said, wherever you are, wherever you are scattered, he's going to gather you. And how will he do it? With a mighty hand, with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And when Yahweh take you out from the countries, when he gather you out from the people, where will Yahweh take you? The 35th verse. And I will bring you in the wilderness of the people. And there will I plead with you face to face. In other words, now, it's time to meet your maker. You're no longer in bondage. You're no longer in captivity. You're no longer in Babylon. You're in the wilderness where Yahweh will plead with you. And if you don't know how that is, watch the 36th verse. Like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, says Yahweh. In other words, Yahweh already have a place that he's gonna have our people who scattered all over the earth, gather themselves together, a designated place, where Yahweh will plead with us as he pleaded with our fathers. That don't sound like a people that's going straight home. That sounds like a people who got a pit stop they got to make when they come out of captivity. Called the wilderness. And what will happen in this wilderness? The 37th verse. And I will cause you to pass under the rod. And I will bring you into bond of the covenant. In other words, this is where Yahweh will plead with you to see what's in your heart. This is where Yahweh will prove you and test you to see if you will keep his commandments or not. You think you will escape the all-seeing, knowing power of Yahweh? No. Yahweh will plead with you. That just means he's going to judge you. And why, what else he's going to do? In the 38th verse. And I will purge out from among you the rebels. Yes, because when our people come out of Babylon, there will be many rebels, as it was when we came our fathers came out of Egypt. As a matter of fact, it was more rebels than it was law obeying citizens of Yahweh. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. Watch what Yahweh, he's going to make an emphatic statement that our people don't want to believe, don't want to know, don't want to adhere to. But it's going to happen. Watch what Yahweh did. 38 verse again. I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country. This is a country where we at. Where they dwell. He's bringing us out of this country. But watch what it says. And they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Are you listening to what Yahweh said? We're talking about the wilderness. The sixth prophecy. Yes, you're taken out of Babylon. You're taken out of the countries. But you have to deal with the wilderness. The testing ground. The ground where Yahweh will prove you to really see what's in your heart. And you think you're better than your fathers. And somehow you will escape and you won't make the same mistakes. Well, yes, you are. Yes, you will. How do I know that? Because Yahweh is already letting us know before we even get to the wilderness that he's going to purge out the rebels and those that transgress against him. And what do you think a transgression is? A transgression is one who refuses to do what's right. Watch what it says, 39th verse. And as for you, O house of Israel, thus says Yahweh, go you, serve you, everyone his idols. Yeah, do that right now. And hereafter also, if you will not listen to me, but pollute you my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols. Because see, once you get to the wilderness, all that's going to be put down. For my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, says Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them. There will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your blessings with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet Savior when I bring you out from the people, gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. Who is this? This is after Yahweh purged the rebels and those who transgress against him. Because everybody is not going to the promised land. Just like everybody didn't go to the promised land the first time. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for which I lifted up my hand to give to your fathers. and there you shall remember your ways. Now, these are the people who got it right. These are the people who obeyed Yahweh. These are the people who passed under the rod and was not purged out. Watch what they have to endure. And there you shall remember your ways, where? In the land. And all your doings, wherein you have been defiled. And you shall loathe yourself in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. In other words, Yahweh is going to make you remember your foolishness after he saved you from the wilderness. You're going to be saved from Babylon, but you also must be saved from the wilderness. And those who are saved got to remember some things, but most won't even make it that far. And there you shall remember your ways and all your doings, wherein you have been defiled, and you have you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. And you shall know that I am Yahweh when I worked with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Israel, says Yahweh. Son of man. Or moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward the south. Drop your word toward the south, and prophesy against the force of the south field. And say to the force of the south, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh, behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every green tree in you, every dry tree. The flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burnt therein. And all flesh shall see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then said, Yahweh, they say of me, does he not speak parables? And y'all want to know what this means. And you're going to know what this means. And we're going to bring to you what this means. But the thing Yahweh wants you to know today is that before you get to the wilderness, all your foolishness, all your rebelliousness, all your stiff neck and hard-heartedness must come to an end. Now, Yahweh said, only if you humble yourself, don't think just because you're leaving America, just because you're leaving Asia, South America, North America, and all the other places where Yahweh scattered us, don't think you're going home. Because there is a pit stop that must be made. And yes, everybody must be pleaded with. You think Yahweh is going to plead with some and not the other ones? And you might ask, well, what's the seventh prophecy? Well, the seventh prophecy is, as Yahweh said, only a remnant will go home. In the book of Jeremiah, watch this. The third chapter. 14th verse. We'll start at the 12th verse. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh, and I will not cause my anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, says Yahweh, and I will not keep anger forever. And Yahweh already said he's returning with his anger. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have transgressed against Yahweh your Elohim, and have scattered your way to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not obeyed my voice, says Yahweh. Acknowledge this. Turn backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am married to you, and I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. That don't sound like a bunch of people. That sounds like a remnant. And I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with the knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass when you're multiplying and increasing the land in those days. Why? Because it's just a remnant, says Yahweh. They shall say no more the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they visit it, and neither shall that be done any more. Why? Because you're home. And the only people that's going to make it home is a remnant that choose Yahweh. That time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. And all nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Yahweh, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil heart, as our people are doing today. In those days, the house of Yehuda shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for inheritance unto your fathers. Yes, our people will go home. And they'll go home first. I mean, go home together. This is what Yahweh has proclaimed he will do. And watch. Show you just a couple more scriptures. In the book of Ezekiel 14. Everybody ain't going home. Everybody is not part of the river. In the book of Ezekiel 14. This is what it says. The 22nd verse, Ezekiel 14 and 22. Yet behold, there shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you, and you shall see their way and their doings. And you shall be confident concerning the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I brought upon it. And why would that comfort you? And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doings. And you shall know that I have not done without cause all that I've done in it, says Yahweh. In other words, Yahweh is already preparing his remnant today to not only to be delivered out of Babylon, but to be delivered out of the wilderness and to be taken home. And through that whole time, people will see this remnant, because this remnant will always be doing the right thing. They're not going to be backbiting. They're not going to be slandering. They're not going to be pointing a finger. And they sure won't be complaining. They will concern themselves with their own business serving Yahweh. And that's what Yahweh will deliver. Last scripture, Isaiah 52. The prophecies of the last days. Six prophecy going into the wilderness, because our people seem to believe, seem to think that once our people are delivered out of Babylon, they done made it. The only place you done made it to is the wilderness. And that's where Yahweh will plead with you face to face. And only a remnant will go into the land. Isaiah 52. This is what you need to know. In the book of Isaiah 52:1. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the whole city, for henceforth there shall no more come into you the uncircumcised and the unclean. Little do people know, many of our people are very uncircumcised. They uncircumcised in flesh, and they are uncircumcised in heart. And not only they are uncircumcised in flesh and heart, but they are unclean. And Yahweh made it crystal clear. No more shall the uncircumcised and the unclean come into Zion. That's it. Israel must be clean. Up, shake yourself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus says Yahweh, you have sold yourselves for nothing, you shall be redeemed without money. So don't think you need to get a passport, you need to sell everything, and you need some money. No. Yahweh will redeem you. Yahweh will save you and clean you up. But remember, only a remnant. And it's up to you whether you decide, it's your choice, whether you want to be a part of that remnant or not. Prophecy of the last days. You'll get in this message even before the time comes. The message is right in the scriptures. You can read all the various mistakes that our fathers have made. And you can look at all the ones that had another spirit that you might be a part of that great remnant. So it's your choice. Yahweh said choose good or evil, blessing or curse. So it's up to you. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.